would like to call to order the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting for July 14th. Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Gatz is absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia is absent. Mix?
Here.
Bird?
Here.
Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Pasola is absent. And Milshewski?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Recognition of visitors. We have Kathy Bell from the Friends of the Library. Do we have any amendments to the agenda today?
No amendments.
Do we have any presentations today?
No presentations.
Okay. I would like everybody to look at the two sets of meeting minutes that are in the packet for approval. Make a motion to approve the minutes for the Personnel Committee on Monday, June 9th as written, as well as the regular board meeting also on Monday, June 9th as written.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Milshewski?
Yes.
Do we have any correspondences?
So on page 9 of your packet, I included from the Secretary of State that gave us an award for our awarded us the per capita grant for fiscal year 2025 in the amount of $31,761.18. This, I just want to make you aware of, is less than what we received last year. It is more in line with the fiscal year 2023 amount. That's exactly that. So last year, the per capita amount was 1.485, and this year it was 1.475. So it's about $200 less than what we received last year.
Okay. Thank you. Any public comment today? So, Friends of the Library report.
So we had 10 members that marched in the 4th of July parade, and we handed out 1,152 beads. volunteer positions have been filled to handle the various administrative aspects of the upcoming used book sale. Treasurer's report listed a balance of $31,811.26. Some of those funds are encumbered funds to be used to support library programs. We received an anonymous donation of $3,000 to be used toward the purchase of meeting room chairs. Members voted to add another $2,000 toward the chair donation, so $5,000. The Panera fundraiser netted us $275.81, and the Panera people tell us that was the most successful fundraiser they've ever had at that location. We continue to investigate fundraising possibilities, including a possible evening murder mystery event. A membership drive will be held during September, and we are also planning on contacting local banks with a view to inviting them to join our organization. Updating the Friends webpage and the brochure will hopefully also be completed prior to the membership drive as well. And volunteer opportunities in the children's and adult departments will be publicized in the coming weeks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't believe we have any staff comment today, so could I get the report of the treasurer, please?
Nothing unusual, but our bills, so I make a motion to approve the bill list as presented with total bills in the amount of $21,158.54 and payroll in the amount of $44,935.48 for total disbursements of $66,094.02.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
All right. Can I get the report of our library director?
Sure. Okay, my report starts on page 41 of the packet. Always give you guys a complete listing of programs that are up and coming, adult and kids, but I just want to read off the programs that we have just this week going. So we have a Yorkville Public Library Amazing Race program, 4-H Explorers program, twice in one day, Bubble Fun, Stories in the Park, Art with Averyn, Mr. Freeze, Drop-In Storytime, Library Boat Races, Business Women Connect Chamber Meeting, Host Site, Mindful Meditation, Magic the Gathering, Psychological Thriller Book Club, Tech Health for Seniors, Chair Yoga, Dungeons and Dragons Book Club for 3rd through 5th grade, Men's Book Club, Roaming Readers Book Club, and Wood Turning 101. That's all happening this week.
Amazing.
So, big kudos to our adult and children's departments for putting all these programs on. Let's see, what else can I tell you? Our engineers has put out a punch list for our chiller items to finish. Oak Brook Mechanical said that they would be here last week to do that, and they haven't been here yet, so I have to follow back up with that. We still have money that is due to them, but it won't be paid until the punch list is completed. Finished the manager's program evaluations, and now I'm going to start doing monthly one-on-ones with my managers. The purpose is to just check in with them, find out what problems or challenges they might be facing, maybe give them some feedback, some support, help them with any career development, and tracking their progress on their goals and objectives. So that'll start this month. I finished the IFLA report and sent it to the state, and that is a separate piece I have for you guys. I've printed out. So that's the report that has to be submitted 60 days after our end of our fiscal year. So that was submitted, and I also submitted it to the city, and they will present that at their July 22nd City Council meeting. I attended an ICN webinar hosted by Rails. ICN is Illinois Century Network. It's to provide low-cost internet for public libraries. And I signed a letter of agency agreement saying that we would be interested in joining this consortium. It doesn't hold our hands to committing to it. It's just an intent that we would like more information about it to move forward. So this would replace our Metronet service. And they would also, ICN would also serve as our filing for all of our E-rate funds through USAC. And that. Right now we pay a consultant to do that, and it's a lot of reports and paperwork in that, so I'm hoping that this will be, I haven't seen pricing on it, but I'll be reporting more at a later date when I get more information. Kathy talked about the Friends of the Panera fundraiser, so kudos to you guys. You guys did a lot of hard work in getting that information out, so thank you very much. And it was really good to hear. I did not know that that was the best that they've ever had, so kudos. I believe that's it for my report.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. As we don't have a city council liaison currently, we don't have an update. I don't believe any additional standing committees met since our last meeting. So that brings us to unfinished business. And our first item is the discussion and approval of the meeting room chair purchase.
So last month, I had presented you, and it was in the packet as well, on the page when that starts on. 51 in your packet. So last month I presented this quote, and this was a quote that Sharon and Sue Smith-Meyer had done a tremendous amount of legwork on researching meeting room chairs, and I believe after discussion of last month, you guys had asked about the actual warranty and where the product was made, if it was specifically made by them or if they sell that product. So I reached back out to them and he sent me the warranty, which is on page 55, and he has highlighted the model was opt for, and it is indeed a lifetime warranty. He does have, they do have other products that have specific year warranties, but this particular chair is a lifetime warranty. And he got back to me about the chair manufacturing, and he says that the chair is assembled at their Green Bay, Wisconsin plant. They make the steel rod frame in Green Bay and paint or chrome plate it based on the color finish selection. The seat and back are purchased as a vended item, and then they are sent to Green Bay where they are put together and assembled along with the glides. He also wanted to mention that they recently announced a price increase effective September 3rd, so we want to keep that in mind. And Kathy, today at the Friends Board meeting, and she's also reported that they are willing to contribute $5,000 to this. Part of the quote on page 53 lists an installation price of $1,875. That installation is for the driver to unload, unpack the cartons, bring the chairs into the library, remove all empty cartons and trash. My contact at KI said that if we have staff that can receive the delivery from the plant and take care of those items, they would remove that charge. At the Friends meeting today, all of the Friends were in agreement that they could make that happen. They could show up and do that. So that is another option for us.
We said we'd do it for half the price.
So I don't And this also, the surcharge on here is my first tariff charge that I've come across.
Yeah.
So I believe those were the things that you guys had asked me to research. So I hope that we can discuss and approve this purchase.
So we had in the budget?
It's in our gifts and memorials amount.
How soon from when you order it do they come?
6 to 8 weeks.
I think it was 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
6 to 8 weeks. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, those are, yeah, it's very tiny.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
Yeah, I absolutely cannot read it. Oh, no, I can't.
And if we were to rely on friends and staff to unload, would we get a notice of when it would be expected to be delivered? Or?
That's what I had made notes of
okay.
to kind of coordinate the delivery with the usage of the program room and finding out the amount of trash that would need to be hauled away. That will involve Ted as well.
Any other questions? I'd like to make a motion to approve the purchase of new chairs not to exceed $20,918.86.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yeah.
Hedman?
Yes.
Milschewski?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
All right, that brings us to new business. So if you remember last meeting, we started the process of election of officers and setting our committees for the new fiscal year. So we have to close out that process with the formal election of the officers today. And also the committees have already been reviewed by Theron and are included in your handout. So the standing committees for fiscal year 26 remain the same as 25, and you have those lists as part of your packet. So just a reminder, as far as the candidates for the position, we are looking at Theron Garcia for the board president, Carrie Pasola for vice president, myself for secretary, Jason Hedman, and Jackie Milschewski for the treasurer. So I am going to go through position by position, and we are going to call for a roll call vote for each position to confirm each candidate. Once the position elections are complete, the newly elected officers will assume their responsibilities after the close of the meeting today. So for president, Theron Garcia, can I have a vote, a roll call for electing Theron as the president?
Yes. Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Milschewski?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
And Mix?
Yes.
All right. Next is Vice President Carrie Pasola. Roll call, please.
Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Milschewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
And Bird?
Yes.
For Secretary Jason Hedman, roll call.
Hedman?
Yes.
Milschewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
And last, we have the Treasurer, Jackie Milschewski.
Yes. Milschewski?
Present.
Oops. Forrestal?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes. All right. We have our officers for fiscal year 26. And the last of our new business is approval bid for the LED project.
Submit their bid by the deadline of 10 o'clock June 30th. bidder number one. Their bid amount came in at $79,900. Bidder number two came in with a bid amount of $57,203.79. So after reviewing the bids, I'm making a recommendation to the board that we award the contract to Verde Energy Efficiency Experts, bidder number two. Verde submitted a complete and competitive proposal that meets all of our requirements that were outlined in our bid specifications. In addition to their qualifications and pricing, we have had a positive working experience with this vendor. They're familiar with our facilities and our expectations, and they will work with minimal disruption to library operations. Based on their proven history and favorable bid, they represent the best value to the library for this project, and I request your approval to process the awarding the contract to Verde in the amount of $57,203.79. You'll notice on their Verde's bid, which starts on page 10. Part of the bid was that they had to submit the whole bid, so that's why this is repeated in here as well. They did sign the writer from the attorney, so that was complete.
I think theirs begins on 106.
Their bid starts on page 89. When you get to, yes, 109 is where they sign the writer. Their cost sheet on page 110 shows the ComEd incentive. Their total cost before ComEd incentive, their ComEd incentive, and the total cost after. So that's the $57,000. They are not subcontracting the work. Bidder number one was subcontracting their work. They provided references and signed the contract certification, and they also included on page 119, they included an executive summary, company profile, project plan, budget, incentive strategy, and warranty. This was spelled in the bid, and it wasn't submitted with bidder number one. They also provided a breakdown from page 129 to 130 of the costs involved. And then they also provided the certificate of liability insurance. So it is a complete bid.
As far as the contract goes, I mean, everything's referring to it as an estimate. Did we have anything in there as far as, like, if there's any unexpected costs, how that would be dealt with, or is there any wording
yes.
on whose responsibility that is?
No, that was in there. It was theirs.
Because if tariffs impact, you know, the cost of the materials between, like, when we sign and when they purchase, is that on us or is that on... Ryan, this is probably more your bailiwick. Would you expect to see?
Yeah, usually there'd be some kind of language in like an RRP.
There's verification of scope of quantities. That's for. The library will not be responsible for any discrepancies or miscounts.
There's also on 103 about incidental work. All work shown in the proposed document described in the applicable specification or any special provisions and not covered by a page will be considered as included in the proposal.
Conditions came from the city
right.
and the RFPs that they, the boilerplate that they use.
Mm-hmm.
the labor is what it is. I'm just more thinking of, you know, material pricing is all over the place right now, and if there's nothing in the contract that locks that in, would we be responsible for any pricing changes? Or because there's nothing in here that, other than it saying it's an estimate, and it says pricing is valid for 30 days, so I guess that we could probably lean on that and say that includes material pricing as well.
So this page 110 says 90 days. Pricing will be valid.
Where's that?
Page 110.
Because on page 130, it says pricing is valid for 30 days.
There it doesn't really say, and it's not saying it's an estimate, it's telling me that's the cost.
Total cost, base bids. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't say anything about it. There's a change over again.
Oh, so ours is 90 days, mm-hmm. And theirs was probably 30.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had what budgeted this year for the remainder of the project?
That's in the budget.
But what was the amount that we had? Was it?
We had 55.
Okay.
But we had 85 total for building improvements.
Okay. Any other questions for Shelley? I would like to make a motion that we move forward with approving the bid submitted by Verde for the total amount of $60,122.97 with an estimated incentive from ComEd of $2,919.18 coming off of that.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Bird?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I don't believe we have any other new business. I don't believe we have a need for an executive session tonight.
I do have another. Just a reminder that there is a personnel committee meeting set for Tuesday, July 29th. At 6 o'clock. That's it.
So personnel members are Theron, Ryan, Sharon, and Carrie. I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.